Jean-Tobio Kala, the deputy spokesman for the UN's military mission in Congo, known by the French abbreviation MONUC, said he went outside for the first time this morning after more than 48 hours of fighting.
The situation in the Congolese capital is calm. I went to the downtown. I can say that there are a lot of damages, but social and economic activities are resuming.
Okala said MONUC forces spent the past few days protecting and evacuating civilians and attempting to mediate between the government and Bemba. The government issued a warrant for Bemba's arrest Friday, accusing him of treason and calling the clashes a rebellion. He has taken refuge in the South African embassy in Kinshasa. Local journalist Eddie Osango says many of Bemba's guard have fled across the river to neighboring Congo Brazzaville, or have turned themselves and their weapons into the UN. MONUC spokesman Okala says the government must once again look for ways to find solutions for the many challenges facing the DRC after decades of brutal war.
They have to secure the country. They have to reform security services. They have to promote social justice, promote women. So there is no time to waste.
But Michel Noureddine Kassa, head of Kinshasa-based Leadership Training Initiative, says there remains a lot of anger over the events of the past few days.
There's a sense of relief, I guess. But beyond this sense of relief, what I feel is a sense of extreme bitterness. Bitterness at how futile this chapter of the country's political life has been. Futile fighting when there were a thousand other options to settle this dispute than using violence.
But despite the violence of the past days, all too familiar to Congolese who suffered a civil war that left more than 4 million dead, Kassa says a sense of optimism remains.
They are still hopeful because they know that they have voted and they know that their vote counts. It will never be like before.
Last year, the DRC held democratic elections that were widely hailed as an important step towards peace for the beleaguered nation. President Joseph Kabila won the vote, but the election was marred by violent clashes. Kassa says he looks forward to a time of peace in the DRC, when the National Assembly will become a place for healthy and peaceful discussion by members of the government and a robust opposition. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.